reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. As he passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Then they left their nets and followed him. He walked on along a little farther and saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in a boat mending their nets. He called them. So they left their father Zebedee in the boat, along with the hired men, and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel comes immediately after the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan by John, which we celebrated yesterday, and it influences all of ordinary time, which we begin today. And we see two things in the Gospel. First, Jesus preaching that the long-awaited time has come, the time of the Messianic age. The kingdom of God is now here, and that requires two responses of us: repent and believe in the gospel. That was, in some ways, the essence of Jesus' whole preaching, that we needed to turn away from sin because the gospel's present. That gospel is the positive side, that repentance is the negative side. But both of it was full. But we notice that once Jesus inaugurated his public ministry, preaching this message, he was also doing something else simultaneously. He was forming his apostles. The entire extent of his public ministry was also a time when he was rector of the first seminary, preparing those who would carry on his work. Mark doesn't really give us all the details. St. John and St. Luke fill him in. Soon as Jesus was baptized, John and Andrew tailed Jesus to see where he lived, and Jesus turned around and said, "What are you looking for? Where do you stay?" He says, "Come and see." And they spent that whole night with him. The following day, Andrew went and got his brother Simon and said, "We have found the Messiah." And when Peter was introduced to Jesus, Jesus said, "From now on you will be called Kepha, rock." They went back to their boats. Doubtless John told his brother James. Doubtless Peter and Andrew were talking about all those occurrences. And when Jesus came to visit them up by the Sea of Galilee, which was not all that close to where Jesus would have been baptized in the Jordan, Jesus worked a great miracle, having Peter catch such a huge draft of fish that his nets were at the breaking point after a night that he toiled without catching one. Those two events were what preceded his call today. "Come after me and I will make you fishers of men." And both Peter and Andrew, both James and John, left everything behind immediately to follow the Lord. What does this teach us about 2010 as we enter into the first day of ordinary time? That just like for the initial apostles, this is a time in which Jesus begins by saying, repent and believe in the gospel. Turn away from anything that prevents your total union with me. Truly believe in everything that I said in the gospel, and not just believe at a notional level. Believe at an existential one. Put these words into practice. And then, at the same time where we're growing in faith and turning away from what will trip us up, the Lord Jesus is trying to form us to be his fishermen of a vast ocean of teeming schools of fish that so much need the gospel. We need, at the beginning of this new year, to be attentive to what Jesus wants of us. The gift he gives us always comes with a task. As we receive his body and blood, let us ask him for the courage and the faith to put this gospel into practice.